What's up, guys? This is Alex Quinn. I'm a Forbes accredited marketer and global keynote speaker. And this is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast on Revolver Podcasts. We are a self-development and entrepreneurship community for go-getters to organize their life and business. Get ready to gain knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders and be one step closer to becoming the ultimate entrepreneur. This episode is brought to you guys by HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an all-in-one business management platform made for the modern entrepreneur. Manage your invoices, contracts, and payments all in one platform. Go to honeybook.com and use promo code Alex to get 50% off. All right. What's going on, guys? This is Alex Quinn, and this week I want to talk to you guys about a really, really cool guy that actually reached out to me this week and may or may not have heard that episode that I dropped a few weeks ago about challenges, about me giving a challenge to people to reach out to me in a creative way on social media or in any way and find a way to create something with me, work out something with me, or you just open up the lines of communication. I was telling you guys about how it's very important how you reach out to people. You always have to bring value up front. You have to be clear on what you want to do, and you just got to be transparent. People realize that. People that are in business know when you're beating around the bush or you're being sneaky or, you know, you're not really trying to bring value. And we recognize that. I want to talk to you guys about Zachary Babcock. Zachary actually reached out to me on Facebook, and he brought some crazy value to me, something that I would have probably never been able to know. And he was able to screenshot it for me, send it to me. And actually, we're in the same world. We're in the podcast world. And I found it really interesting. It's very, very difficult for us to book somebody on the podcast. We go through a serious vetting process, but there's just times where things, they just have to happen, right? So I want to talk to you guys about Zach. Zach actually found the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. He found us on the new and noteworthy page of the Apple Podcast, which is very exciting for us because we did not know that was happening. We understand that the podcast is doing really great. We have a lot of great guests. You know, we have listeners all over the world. But Zachary is the only person that figured out that we were on the new and noteworthy page, screenshotted it, sent it to us, and that meant a lot to us. And not only that, he has an amazing, amazing story that I've actually spoken about before, about not making excuses, about going through challenges in your life and actually coming out on top. So I want him to talk to you a little bit about what his story is, how he overcame it, and how we are here today. So welcome, Zach. Thank you so much for being here, bro.
Bro, thank you for having me on, Alex. That's a heck of an introduction, dude. I'm excited to be here, man.
Absolutely, man. So let's get going, bro. Tell me, tell our listeners, our listeners are young entrepreneurs, people who are looking to get started, people who are looking to get to the next level. And as you may know, we all have setbacks, right? Sometimes shit happens, you know, good shit, bad shit. But, you know, what determines true success is persistence and overcoming whatever obstacles life or other people may put in front of us. So tell them a little bit about what's going on with you or what has happened with you and how you've been able to overcome it.
Yeah, man, no doubt, dude. I grew up without a father figure, man. I always wanted to be the father I didn't have. I ended up going to prison at age 17. Wait, 17, I caught cases, and at 19, I went away to prison, did over 4 years flat, came home, stayed out for about 2 years, and then I ended up going back to prison for 8 months, just 20 days before my twin sons were born. And I was just, you know, making knucklehead decisions. Like, I wasn't like a horrible person. I was just an idiot, and I got caught for everything I did. And it was just really stupid decisions, man. And I came home, though, after doing that 8 months, and I wanted to be the father, like I said, that I didn't have. And I became an entrepreneur because I couldn't get a job anywhere. And, dude, it wasn't fucking easy. It was tough as hell, man. And I've been out for almost 5 years now, and for a large part of that, I was barely getting by, barely making any money, but I had my reasons why I had to do that. And I eventually got it up to where we're doing 20K plus months. We got the podcast going now. I got an agency built out, but you know, it didn't happen overnight, but I'm glad that I stuck with it, man. So I love that whole, what you just hit on about that no excuses.
So tell me, when you got out the first time, did you try applying places and everybody was shooting you down? Like, it was just like impossible to get a job.
Yeah, dude. So I was at a bar and grill working 50 to 60 hours a week under the table paying job. And then I got a job at a clothing store in sales, and I've always thrived in sales because I like working with people. And I got promoted my third day on because I did one third of the store operations. I did 3,000, the whole store did 9,000 that day. I got a promotion, and then they found out I was a convicted felon. They said, oh, you got to kick rocks. And I had just put in my 2 weeks at the bar and grill where I had some stability at. So instead of searching for other opportunity, I let that get me down, became an alcoholic, and that's how I went back to prison.
Shit, man. Okay, so you did 8 months in prison. And while, so just to make it clear, while you were in prison, your twins were born?
Yeah, so I did the 4 years flat, came home for 2 years, and then I went back for 8 months. I didn't know how long I was going back for, but they were born 20 days after I went back to prison.
Jesus, man. So I'm guessing, bro, while you were in there for that 8 month stretch, you were really evaluating everything. You're like, hey, I got to get out of here and there's no excuses. I got to get my shit together and my kids are waiting, especially twins, bro. Congratulations. That's amazing. But that's, bro, that's great. That just goes to show because, like, you know, everybody's born into a different situation, right? Everybody's born into a different neighborhood. Like I'm from Miami. There's a lot of issues we have in Miami, specifically with the youth, because they have a lot of bad examples in certain neighborhoods. They think that, you know, dealing drugs or sticking people up or robbing people is the only way to actually get things, those things that they want, because that's what they're used to seeing in some areas, right? But they don't realize that, you know, there's people out there that are willing to help you out. There's people out there that are willing to mentor you. It's just that sometimes we're so stuck in our ways and so stuck in our shit that we don't see a way out. But there's actually people out there willing to help. There's people out there who are willing to do things for you. And if they can't do it directly, they may be able to do it indirectly, like a podcast, like what we're doing right now. You may be influencing, even if your story right now just influences one of our listeners, that's enough. I'm sure that's enough for you, because that's one life you completely changed. And now, you know, you've been in jail twice. While you were in jail, you had two kids. You came out and now you're crushing it, doing 20K a month in deals through your agency. And then you're killing it on your podcast. Not only that, you're doing massive networking and you're not letting that hold you down or bring you back. I want to hear about your comeback story. Tell me about a tough situation you've been through and how you came out stronger. If you want to share your story or connect directly with us, shoot us a text by going to my Instagram, Alex Quinn with one N, and press the contact button on the profile page and click text. Tell me, if you could go back like right now and speak to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell him?
Dude, I love this. I kind of asked like this similar question on my podcast. It's different, but it's like very similar. So what I would tell myself though is exactly this. I would say, find somebody that has exactly what you want and figure out a way to become their student, whether you got to pay them money, whether you got to barter services, whether you got to like do menial tasks for them, whatever it is that you got to do, find a way to become their student, because I found that there's no quicker, faster shortcut in life than just finding someone that already has what you want and learning from them. And to be honest with you, there is no shortcuts in life because you still got to do the work at the end of the day, but they can really just fast track that, you know, and help you avoid a lot of those mistakes.
Yeah, that's really, I mean, bro, and I have a friend that did many, many years in jail. And one of the biggest skills he learned, because he made the best out of it, is bartering. Okay. Yeah. When you're in there, you got to get it however you got to get it, man. Your talking skills, your negotiation skills, your people skills. Like when you're in there, I mean, you know what's up, bro. You know, like you got to be on top of your shit. You got to be able to communicate with people. You got to be able to get things you need. Like, and you just develop this sense of cutting through bullshit, you know, and just being straightforward. Yeah. And you get out. And you know, I know necessarily going to jail maybe wasn't the most exciting thing for you, but I mean, you probably wouldn't take it back, because the things you learn from that and the lessons that you learn from that and the things that life showed you by going through that are things that are going to stay with you for the rest of your life. And it's just is what it is. And you're, I mean, dude, you should be proud of who you are right now. Like there's no reason, and I'm not saying you are, but there's no reason for people to be ashamed about the mistakes that they've made in the past, as long as they're willing to fix them moving forward and actually encourage others to do well. And look at, you're doing exactly that right now. There may be a younger Zachary doing dumb shit right now at 16 or 17 years old,
right,
who might just listen to this podcast and be like, holy shit, like, that could be me. I could be, you know, going through that, or I could learn from this and actually pick up and go quicker. There's so many kids right now starting their own agencies, doing something like we're doing, because I have an agency, you have an agency, and they're doing 100 grand, 200 grand, 300, 400 grand a month. And it's like, bro, you're like 20, you're like 19, but you know what? They've been able to have mentors. They've been able to do a lot of shit that you and I may have not had opportunities in that specific way, but it just goes to show that there's you're not too old or too young to do something. You know, you could be 19 and crushing it, or you could be 40 and crushing it. It's never too late, as long as you wake up and you're like, all right, I'm going to take life by the balls and I'm going to do what I want to do, because if not, then what? Nobody's gonna, like, opportunity's not going to come knocking. You got to go knocking on the door, and if it doesn't open, you got to kick it down, right?
Amen, bro. Dude, right. 100%. And I swear to God, everybody that I talk to that says exactly what you just said, those are the people that are powerful. What I mean by that, when you said you probably don't regret anything that happened to you. I don't. And I'm pretty sure I'm already know there's a lot of dark things that happen in your life that you don't regret because it made you who you are. Those moments of adversity, those moments of when shit hits the fan, when it's like breaking you down and breaking your spirit, it's really building you up in the process and it's developing that strength within you, man. But dude, I'm so glad you said that, dude. I just want to say one other thing too, man, about how I reached out to you. It's kind of funny, dude, because to give you guys a little bit more context to it, I learned how to network by doing it wrong for so many years. When I first got out of prison way back in 2014, I initially got into network marketing. I did that for about 2 years and I learned exactly how not to network by going through that. You know, I was taught in the company just make a list of everybody, go through your friends list and just blast them with your products and your services. And if they don't want to keep moving or whatever. And I did that for a while and I learned, you know, the essential ways of to destroy relationships. So I really value relationships now and I go about it in a specific way and stuff now whenever I'm networking.
Yeah. You can't blast people and annoy the shit out of people. Like right. Just because you know a lot of people doesn't mean that they care about the service you're trying to push or what you're trying to do. You have to really know how you're reaching out to somebody and if it even brings them value. You can't just cold pitch people when maybe they don't even need what you're telling them. They're going to be like, well, you're wasting my time right now. And then on top of wasting my time, you're being pushy. Yeah. You know, and on top of being pushy, you're trying to make money out of me. So it's like, what's really going on here? You may actually be damaging a relationship. You know, there's nothing wrong with network marketing. You know, everybody has their trade, everybody has their thing, but in every business, there's a way to reach out to people with being genuine. And that it takes us back to the beginning of the episode about how I talked about how you reached out to me. You're just genuine. You're like, hey, bro, look, this is super dope. I found you here. You're on New and Noteworthy. You know, we do a lot of similar stuff. I would love to connect, blah, blah, blah. And boom. It was very, very transparent, very to the point. And there's going to be a lot of pissed off people because a lot of people are trying to get on the podcast, but we have months of podcast booked ahead. You know, this is something that we just did randomly. You're the first person that we do that for. I don't even know you, but you know what? Sometimes these things have to happen and you can't ignore them. This is a clear example of something I was talking about on my previous podcast, which is, hey, just do your due diligence and reach out to somebody and it might bring you some benefit. Be organized, be straight to the point. Bring it, bro. Thank you. Like I said, thank you so much for figuring out that we're on that because we're so busy throughout the day doing so many things. I would have never figured out that we were on that trending chart, right? So it's it's just the vibe. So it's really, really cool that you have that going.
Alrighty, hustlers, let's take a quick break. You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn. All right, guys, so let's talk about tools that are actually going to help you build your business, tools that I'm using right now. One of them is HoneyBook. Are you starting a new business? Do you have multiple clients? HoneyBook provides everything you need to manage your business efficiently. Whether you're an entrepreneur, photographer, consultant, or designer, HoneyBook is an all-in-one business management platform. It lets you streamline your business, look professional with clients, and get paid fast. Combine your invoices, contracts, and payments all in one platform. You can access HoneyBook on desktop or on the mobile app. Go to honeybook.com and use promo code Alex to get 50% off.
Jason Stone here.
Hi, everyone. It's Neil Patel, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
Tell me a little bit more, like what else do you have going on? Anything exciting you want to share with the audience?
Man, dude, you know, life in general, you know, us entrepreneurs, we always got a lot going on and things. You probably don't even know what day it is half the time. But really, what I'm really excited about, man, is the podcast, man, because that really changed my like trajectory of my career. Before getting into the podcast, I was just some ex-convict turned entrepreneur afterthought that nobody gave the time of day to. Anytime I tried to collaborate, nobody took me seriously. And then when I launched the podcast, it became a top 200 rated podcast the first week. Next week, I'm interviewing Billie Jean as marketing and all these other celebrities.
Billie's a badass, bro.
Yeah, he's pretty good awesome, shit. Dude.
Good and, shit, man.
And you know, it before that though, it was like complete night and day difference, and it was all through the podcast. So that's one thing that's really, and more importantly, not just being able to build that audience and be able to change my own career, which I'm very grateful for, obviously. But just like what we're doing right now, being able to build and connect with other people, because dude, podcast is all about networking, bro. It's all about leveraging and networking, and you just build a strong, deep network through podcasting. So that's what I'm really passionate about, underdog empowerment, honestly. And you know, obviously I got the agency and all that stuff, but yeah, man.
Awesome, bro. So man, let's do something exciting. How old are your twins right now?
They just turned 5 in February.
Oh my God, bro. That's amazing. All right. So let's do something. Why don't you leave the twins a piece of advice? So one day when they're older, maybe they're my age, your age, they could go back to this episode and be like, you know what, dad, back in the day, I was a big inspiration for dad, getting out of jail, providing a life for us. What kind of advice would you give to them, like right now? Man,
dude, that is so awesome that you asked that. That's really different. I've never had that done. And to be honest, I'll have to say, take my mom's advice. You know, right before she passed away, she had stage 4 lung cancer, and she was being awarded Ferguson Citizen of the Year here in Missouri. And she, I would say, go out and work hard and go after what is in your heart, what you want to go after. Don't let anybody, including me or anybody else, steer you away from that. But at the end of the day, remember that all that really matters is who you've been able to love and who loved you back.
That's amazing, bro. And it's also amazing to hear where you're from or where you're at, because I was actually very close to you on our first podcast episode. We actually flew to St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
And we recorded our podcast with Andy Frazella from the MFCEO project.
Bro, I just had an in-person interview from a couple weeks ago. Bro, I live right here in St. Louis. We need to connect sometime, bro.
Like, yeah, man, we were just there like 2 months ago. We flew in, we did the interview with Andy. It's our first episode on the Hustle Inspire Social podcast. We also have a YouTube video of it. Very, very cool. He's a really cool guy, man. And it's really cool to surround yourself with people like that, because, you know, more than just asking questions and, you know, sitting there talking and having a conversation, it's really learning about the person and getting some good takeaways, because people like him are really just trying to help other people. You know, he's already doing well. He has a 9-figure business. Like, he doesn't even run ads on this podcast. He just drops the podcast and it's a go. And he could be making a ton of money out of it. And it just goes to show there's people that genuinely want to see other people doing well. And these podcasts, my podcast, your podcast, are a great platform to make that happen. And it's also a great platform to get out there and, you know, be able to grow your business. So, you know, you're able to scale your business and make some money while helping others. I mean, what better way to be able to grow as an individual and as a business person than by doing that? So I think that's really cool that we're both doing that. And I really appreciate your time, brother. Why don't you tell the audience where they could find you, your social media, website, anything that's relevant towards your current efforts?
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. Like I mentioned, man, I'm really passionate about the podcast. You guys could check it out. It's Underdog Empowerment. You could check it out on whatever podcast that you listen to, that you're listening to this one on right now. But to make it real simple for you, you can just go to underdogempowerment.com. On the front page, I have all the places where you can subscribe. So if you enjoy this video, hope to see you guys over there as well. And I appreciate this, man.
Alrighty, guys. So that concludes this week's episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. This is Alex Quinn. Thank you so much for listening.
All right, so let's highlight the episode. We talked about not being ashamed of the mistakes that we've made in the past and just being willing to fix them. And moving forward, of course. Also, when you're reaching out to people for business or just to connect, be genuine and transparent. Don't be pushy or have hidden intentions. Be straight to the point. Don't regret the dark times of your past. We all have them. They've built who you are and have made you stronger. Stronger than you know. So let's go. I want to give a quick shout out to HoneyBook for making this episode possible. HoneyBook helps you streamline your business process from inquiry to booking to project completion. I've simplified my client booking process through HoneyBook's automated emailing system. My clients get their proposal, contract, and payment request all in one email sequence, even if they don't have a HoneyBook account. With HoneyBook, clients get automatic payment reminders and all payments get deposited right into my bank account. It makes bookkeeping so much easier. You can even integrate it with QuickBooks. So go to honeybook.com and get 50% off when you use promo code Alex. Thank you guys so, so much for taking the time to tune in. I'd really appreciate it if you guys could share with someone, review, or even subscribe to the podcast. If you want to connect with me, follow me on Instagram at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Or you could follow me on my personal, Alex Quinn with one N. This is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn.